I'm so glad we decided to leave Work B. I'm starving, but it's so worth it. There are actually more people here than I expected. Just a few, but I don't know. Who knows? It might make things a little bit interesting. The wide open blue sky, the rustling trees and bushes. Just enough nature to get away, but not too far. But, oh, the nature paths nearby, they call to me a little bit. Oh, you know I can't avoid a little nature walk. Don't worry, I won't leave you here all alone. It does help that the food you prepare tastes incredible. Oh, it's perfect. I swear, it's almost like you're trying to get a treat from me. Well, aside from the dessert I made. So, does this spot remind you of anything? I want you to take a really good guess. Babe, you're kind of breaking my heart right now. Guess a little harder. You're such an oaf, you know that? It's where we first met, silly. God, you can be so clueless. Oh, I remember it like it was yesterday. You were on a stroll for lunch and I was on a run. You totally, I swear, it's like you turned up out of nowhere and I bumped right into you and fell down. By the way, I'll never let that go. And you felt so bad about it. I swear, you almost took me to the hospital because how bad my head was bleeding. What, didn't I hit my head on a rock or something? God, that was so embarrassing. I felt like the whole park was staring. Although, it did make me feel like the whole universe was revolving around us for, you know, a quiet little moment. Like, yeah, my head hurt, but when I looked into your eyes, I only felt you, you know? I know, I'm sappy. It's like right now. I just stare into yours, and it's like those other people aren't even here. I mean, if there wasn't a crowd around us, I just might have taken a few liberties for myself and done something a little devious. Don't you dare tease me right now. You know I'll lose that battle. Come on. Plus, we should make sure we finish our food before the ants come and take it away. Oh my gosh. Did I shift closer? Maybe I did. Maybe I'm a little cold. It is, you know, it's only February. It's still a little chilly out. Or maybe I just wanted some. Sweet. Loving. Kisses. After that little fall back then, it was funny that I somehow ended up landing on your lap. Mind if I reenact things? Of course I don't mean getting hit. Hush. I just want to get that feeling of your embrace again. I love the feeling of being all cozy in your lap. Come on, let me in there. What? This is not weird. You know what? You can't stop me if I pacify you with this. Where are you going? Where are you going? You can't resist me. It helps that your lips taste just like the gummy bears we're eating. And the dessert I knew. Well, I'm a pretty good cook, aren't I? There we go, nice and snuggly. What, are you saying you don't like it when I sit in your lap? Oh, what? They aren't staring. Come on. It'll be just like old times. A cute girl sitting in your lap. Oh, so stunned from being on such a handsome individual. Oh, sir. Oh, I'm so sorry. I wasn't looking where I was going. Oh. Oh, and I remember this, too. What are you saying? You weren't hard when I fell on you? Come on. I totally remember you poking me. Of course I definitely noticed. I wasn't offended. I thought it was kind of cute with how embarrassed you were. You tried to cover it so sneakily, or not so sneakily, I should say. Although, I'm a little different this time. I'm wearing a skirt and... Oops, I'm not wearing any panties. Nope, no underwear at all. Huh. But I just feel your cock twitch. Maybe that was my plan all along. Hmm? Give me a few more kisses and maybe I'll reward you. Don't worry, those people won't notice if I'm grinding on you just a little bit. They're not looking, and I'm glad. They just think we're a lovey-dovey couple. And we are, but... you know... I'm getting wet. I might have to make you take that cock out for me. Right here, now. Well, I definitely mean it. Are you saying you aren't hard? Come on, I can feel you. And please... if you weren't wearing those pesky pants, you'd be inside me already. And you know it. You slide right in. How about this? Why don't I make it easy for you? I'll just slide my hand between my legs and ease this zipper down for you. Goodness, it shot out so quickly. You really were straining in there, weren't you? Oh, this only makes it better. Because now, I can grind my wet pussy on your cock and get you harder and harder and harder. There's the little moans I like. Do you like how I make your cock all wet like this? I bet you can't wait to be inside me now. Well... if you want it, then you'll have to ask nicely. After all, I'm in control here. Oh, if I grind too hard, oh, everyone will know. Or is that something you want? Do you want everyone to see me grinding on your cock? Well, I'd have to ride very, very slowly to make sure they don't know. Hopefully they don't get too close and see your cock soaked by me. I know you love how wet I am. And I'm dripping for you. Is that what you want? You want me to ride your cock? Well, maybe. But I don't know. I don't think you're ready. I might hold off. After all, we have so much more time today to have that release. I mean, I think I can handle it, but the question is, can you? You think you'll be fine? Oh, so much confidence coming out of you today. We'll see how long that goes for. On you. Are you ready? Are you ready to come? Oh, well, I have some bad news for you. This is payback for that incident we met. No, you don't get to come. Not yet, anyways. Not until I feel the time is right. I don't want to be too mean, so maybe I'll give you a little treat later. I've always wanted to go for a walk on the longer path here. It's a bit more isolated, but it could rain. If we take the short one, we might have time for a drink at the bar across the street there. Either way, I might give you a little help should the occasion arise. What do you think?